You're listening to The Coffee Hour, I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We get to celebrate our Church of the Week, Child of God Lutheran Church and School in St. Peter's, Missouri. And we're going to have a chat with Pastor Gorlein in just a moment. Thanks to Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting The Coffee Hour. Find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us this morning, the Reverend Jeremy Gorlein. He's pastor of Child of God Lutheran Church and School in St. Peter's, Missouri, our KFUO Church of the Week. Pastor Gorlein, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Thank you. So glad to be here and joining you both this morning.
I should also include in that introduction, you also serve as a U.S. Navy Reserve chaplain. We've chatted about that in the past and looking forward to learning a little bit more about that today as well. Let's talk about Child of God Lutheran Church and School, this ministry located in St. Peter's, Missouri. And if I remember correctly, a mission plant or a daughter congregation of Chapel of the Cross. Is that right?
It is a mission plant of a couple of different churches locally. So it has connections with Emmanuel in St. Charles and Our Savior, back historically speaking, and then also Holy Cross. We have some partnerships with some of the other churches, and Chapel of the Cross is a kind of an ongoing, current, strong supporter of the Child of God School and Church.
Tell us about the community of Child of God and the community that you serve.
It's actually a reflection of the community of St. Peter's. So we have a good number of Lutherans, born and raised Lutherans. We have some transfer Lutherans, some folks who have become Lutheran through the school. And then we do have a good number of faith-based and interested partners of the Christian faith who are part of the community. And then we have some not regular church partners in the school. So it's a nice mix, demographically speaking, of our community. Really, that's what the intention of the ministry has always been, to be a reflection of the community, to reach out to them, but also then to be a place where people can have the reassurance of a faith-based, Christ-based Christian education and community.
So it sounds like Child of God Lutheran School is very much so an important part of the ministry of Child of God Lutheran Church and School. Let's talk about how Child of God Lutheran School connects with the community and how it plays a key role in the work that the Lord has given you there.
We have each of the grades, or several of the grades, will do a service project throughout the year. We are highly engaged also during the Shine event, the district-wide event. So they usually go out and do something in the community. They'll go to, this last year they did go to a nursing home. They also went to the food bank, did some other things in the community during the Shine event. And then we also, as the school, they also participate in a lot of the other faith-based community events that are local. And then we also, as I said, with our connections with the other churches, we also have some crossover where we participate with other churches in some of the events. Like we do something with Chapel of the Cross around the Christmas time, where our two communities get together and do some outdoor celebration at the Christmas time.
Tell us about what happens during the summer? Because schools are busy during the school year, we know, but there's always things that are happening at churches with schools throughout the summer. So what kinds of things happen at Child of God Lutheran Church and School throughout the summer months?
For the church and school, we offer a summer camp program, also a faith-based summer camp program, which runs for 8 weeks, essentially June and July. So we run a faith-based summer camp program. And that is usually a mix of our day school kids participate, and then a few of our community participants are part of that. And then throughout the summer, we try to do some. This summer we're going to do some family focused events like movie night, and probably like a court game thing, pickleball family event. So we've got some family events planned for the summer, and enjoying some of those outdoor activities with the youth, prepping for the National Youth Gathering next year. And then we'll have our outdoor youth events like mini golf and movie night. So we keep busy throughout the summer, encouraging our families to get together and participate in our faith-based and Christ-based events.
You mentioned earlier through Child of God School, you've had some parents, some families who have come to hear the Word of God. Tell us about the opportunities for adults and families to learn and study God's Word at Child of God.
Yeah, we do have our regular weekly worship services. For the last couple of years, we've had an 8 a.m. service and a 10 a.m. service during the school year for just a different variety of worship settings. And then we do offer Bible study, men's Bible study, women's Bible study during the week, Sunday school on the weekend, and Bible study on the weekend during the worship service times. And we are engaging in some men's and women's ministry as well. So we have a men's breakfast that meets quarterly. And we have some women's events that we plan on launching in the fall in terms of getting some women together for some fellowship and opportunity to continue to build those specific communities.
Lots of things that you get to be involved in with the church, with the Bible studies, I'm sure, and all of those weekend activities. How do you as a pastor get to connect with the school ministry, the families and the children that are connected with the school? How do you get to do that as pastor?
So one of probably the most recognizable way is through our chapel services. So when I'm around, when I'm doing military duty, I'm the primary lead for our chapel services. And so that's probably where the kids connect with me the most. And so as I walk around the building, they say it's pastor or it's chapel. My name gets associated with chapel. So that's kind of fun. It becomes my new name. And then some of the other things that with the school and church, I've helped with the athletics programs. So cross country track. This last week, I was one of the chaperones for our fifth grade camp trip. It's a capstone event for our junior elementary kids as they head into the middle school. And so I have done that for a few years. So also in the mornings, I am there. We do car lines. So I'm there opening doors, closing doors, greeting parents, having conversations. So there's, a lot of nice little natural opportunities to be connected with the school.
Just like the Lord, opening and closing doors.
That's right. Hopefully more opening doors.
All right. So you went to camp with the kids. What are some fun things you got to do at camp?
So we did a creek walk. That was a lot of fun. So plunged into the creek that flows through Camp Wartburg. The kids learned some archery. And just being in the camp environment, they did some group challenge things to help them stretch and grow and learn a little about themselves and things that they can accomplish together, communication. So, and then it's just fun to wander around camp, did a night hike. And before every meal, we sang a mealtime prayer. So it's just a lot of fun. It was a great couple of days. Minus a little bit of the inclement weather, but we made the most of that as well. So it was a great time at camp.
What does that mean for you? And how do you think that makes an impact on the kids that you get to spend that quality time in a setting like that at camp or at track or whatever it might mm-hmm. be, or leading chapel as well, but that, mm-hmm. that time where you get to have also informal conversations with kids and talk about whatever the situation is, whether you're crossing a creek or chapel. Yeah. What does that mean to you? And what do you think it means for the kids to have that quality time together?
Well, at camp, because I do have, out through college, I worked at a summer camp. So there's a different side of pastor that they get to see at camp. Maybe a little less formal, maybe a little more funny. So I think that lets them see pastor in a different light and not just the guy who stands up there on chapel days. But yeah, it allows them to see it. I don't know what's a nice way to say it, but the more human side of pastor and not the presiding side of pastor. So yeah, and they get to see that pastor plays, and participates in the games with kids. So that's a different thing that they get to see. But also it's an opportunity to see in a more smaller setting, pastor teaching them. So I teach devotions, we do some Bible study. So they get to see pastor teach and lead in a different way than they normally see me do that. So, and then as, you know, as far as pastor and chapel, every once in a while, I will show my humorous side in chapel as, you know, maybe we are slow to getting to chapel. We'll do something like, you know, follow Simon says or pastor says and you know, Christmas countdown or end of the school year countdown. So they do get to see that. But I also think the thing with chapel is they get to see pastor as a leader of the faith and someone who is genuine about it.
Bringing them the word of God, the gifts of God in chapel. And how special that the chapel has also become your name. We're going to talk about what chapel and chaplain mean in just a moment. We're going to learn about your vocation serving as a military chaplain as well in just a moment. We're talking with Pastor Gorline of Child of God Lutheran Church and School in St. Peter's, Missouri, our KFUO Church of the Week. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment right here on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Our guest today, the Reverend Jeremy Gorline. He's pastor of Child of God Lutheran Church and School in St. Peter's, Missouri. He also serves as U.S. Navy Reserve Chaplain. So we've learned about all the great things you get to do, or many of the great things you get to do as pastor at Child of God Lutheran Church and School, and being involved in the school, how that makes a difference for you and for the students and their families as well. Let's talk about serving as a chaplain as well. What's it like to serve as an LCMS chaplain? First of all, how did you even consider serving in this way in addition to serving in a parish?
Mm-hmm. The calling moment happened in my first year at the seminary. We have modules of ministry that we are, say, required to do. So we have a cross-cultural module. So we learn, you know, we depends on what it looks like. But for us, we went to a Korean church and just saw how other cultures worship and serve and to learn about Christ. We did an institutional model. So I would spend some time at a nursing home. And then the third one was an evangelism module where we were connected to a church and we participated in their evangelism program. But the unique part about that was the pastor of the church was also a chaplain, a police chaplain. And whenever he said the word chaplain, it just resonated with me and felt a call to the chaplaincy. I didn't know exactly what that meant, but it also was coincidental that my wife's cousin was stationed at Scott Air Force Base as a logistics officer. It was basically her last tour. It was for 1 year, and she happened to be across the river. So the interest in chaplaincy was stoked in me. So I made an arrangement to meet with the chaplain over at the Air Force Base. And from that conversation, it really felt much more of a calling towards it, and then to simply pursued it from there.
What is the training that goes into becoming a chaplain on top of the seminary training to become a pastor? But what is the special training that qualifies you to be a chaplain in the military?
Sure. As you're saying, yes. So just the going through the seminary and completing the MDiv, that's what the requirement for the church. And also then 2 or 3 years of ministry experience is part of the equation. And then as far as for the chaplaincy, so military chaplains will also go through the regular kind of officer training, the officer training program. Depends on what branch you're in, but it's several weeks where you learn how to be an officer in each of the separate branches. And then from there, you do have a special chaplaincy school that you attend. So again, that's also several weeks where you learn the nuances of chaplain counseling, support, learning the lingo, the history. So that's all part of the chaplaincy requirements for Navy chaplains. You also, all the chaplains do a little bit of field training. So you get the experience of what it's like to be maybe forward deployed, where you learn how to live out of the tent, eat MREs, all those things that are kind of from the civilian perspective, and even novelties, but it's part of our repertoire as chaplains.
You mentioned learning the lingo. How long did it take to learn the lingo in order to serve in the Navy?
Yeah, well, so I have an interesting career progression with the military. So I served 10 active duty in the Air Force and with the Navy. And so I would like to say bilingual in those aspects, but it's more of a mashup. So I'm still, the Navy lingo, I'm still learning. So to some extent, because I think of a Navy thing and then an Air Force term pops into my head and then I'm all mixed up. So it's funny to have conversations and to have somebody say, throw out one of the acronyms and you say, well, what I didn't think I know what it means, but what does that acronym actually stand for? Like, I don't know. It's a good question. Do that a lot.
What does it look like to serve as a U.S. Navy chaplain, an LCMS, U.S. Navy Reserve chaplain?
Sure. So I've had three assignments as a Navy chaplain. First was with the Marines. So that looks probably what most people think about in terms of chaplaincy. So it's being present with the service members, doing worship services on the weekend, or if you're in field training, quite a bit of counseling from time to time as it presents. You can do Bible study. So it does, in some ways it looks somewhat similar to what pastoral ministry looks like in those senses. It's just you're wearing a uniform and your congregation looks a little different. And to maybe the location of the worship service looks a little different. But for the LCMS chaplains, we do have the opportunity then, more specifically speaking, if you're as the community is the community where you're doing your ministry with has the opportunity, from time to time, I'll have done just Lutheran services for those who wish to receive communion. So we do have those opportunities where we do have LCMS members who are part of your military location. And then it's an opportunity to fellowship and have the sacrament together, which is very nice. That was with Marines. My other assignment was with Recruiting Command. So I was at the kind of a different end of the pipeline. So helping with the chaplains who were assessing and becoming part of the chaplaincy. So that was a unique one. So that one looked but quite different. It was much more administrative than admin. And then now I'm currently, my current position is with the Pacific Fleet on the West Coast. And so I will start to experience a little more shipboard ministry. As I progress through that, this is a unit that I've been a part with since the summer. And so I'll have opportunities to start working closely with some of the ships that are a part of my ministry responsibility. So that you get closer with those communities, although as a reservist, since you're there on a short-term basis, it does make it a little more challenging. So, the ministry looks, I think, very similar to what you would expect in terms of pastoral ministry or civilian ministry, but it is unique because people are gathering from all over the place to be a part of something, something larger than themselves in terms of the military.
What kind of support do you have from the LCMS as a chaplain? We have our, of course, Ministry of the Armed Forces team here in St. Louis, but what kind of support do you get as you work as a chaplain?
Yeah, from the synodical perspective, the Military Armed Forces, Craig and Steve, who are our endorsers, are fantastic in their communication and also their care and concern for the chaplains. We do annual professional development training, and that's usually very, it's just usually very uplifting, also educational. And I think it's a thing that almost all our chaplains enjoy being a part of, because We get together, we fellowship, we pray, we worship, we learn, we reconnect. So those annual professional development trainings are awesome. And it's something that is highly, I think, from our, from the everyday Missouri Synod Lutheran person, it is one of the things that is part of their own way of encouraging chaplains. There's a lot of support for chaplains. It's very encouraging to be an LCMS chaplain because our church body is very encouraging of our chaplains and the ministry that they do, because we see that as the vocation and the calling. And I think that's one thing that as Lutherans, we appreciate in a fundamental way, this idea of vocation and then encouraging one another in those vocations.
What does your role as a reserve chaplain mean for Child of God Lutheran Church and School? What does it mean for this congregation and school that you have to be away sometime?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. It means it's a challenge from time to time. But it also means that they have something that they can be pleased about and proud to support our country, the country, in terms of its interest in being faith-based and continuing to, as far as the LCMS goes and our church, to send someone out into the field to speak the gospel and to care and show how we operate in the world as Lutherans. Yes, it is challenging. It was particularly challenging a couple of years ago when I was in Bahrain for almost a year right after COVID. But they're very supportive. We had a great interim pastor who kept things moving along. But it's an opportunity for us to work together and partner in the ministry for the church local, but in the church at large as a chaplain.
What kinds of things are you able to do as a congregation to recognize those who serve in the armed forces?
Yeah. We, on Veterans Day, we are very specific about it. So we have around the same time, we have what we call a Thanksgiving feast. So Thanksgiving feast, and all the school families participate. So thing we've continued to do is build a grander and larger display of all those who have, family members family members who might have served, some who are currently serving. And so we just build a display with a little bio of each of those people and recognizing and honoring the service of the country. On Grandparents' Day, the kids in the school typically sing a medley of the Armed Forces songs. And then anyone who's a member of the Armed Forces, they're asked to stand up, and we give thanks and appreciate them for that. More recently, there was the training accident for Marine from St. Peter's or O'Fallon area, and the kids from the school made some posters to encourage the family. And then one of our school family parents is a recruiter, and so his detachment brought those signs as along the procession route, to show encouragement and to know that we care for our service members.
Mm. Well, speaking of thanks, Child of God Lutheran Church and School is our KFUO Church of the Week this week, and we're certainly grateful for your partnership. Why is it important to Child of God Lutheran Church and School to partner with KFUO?
It's important. It's one of those opportunities where, as far as KFUO goes, they have additional ways in which you can to be in God's word. Like the Sharper Iron is a wonderful opportunity platform to be in God's word, to enrich your understanding and to encourage people in the faith. We do have a very mobile and active community. So Lutheran Hour is another nice means in which people can still be engaged in the church and listen to God's word through a message. So that's another great opportunity in so many ways that to see the church as not just a localized congregation, but to see the church at large in all of its facets including a broadcast ministry, which is a fantastic thing, even in today's world where we have broadcasting things being all over the place, but we still have the KFUO, which has remained as one of those places of connection to the church.
Pastor Gorlein, how can we learn more about Child of God Lutheran Church and School in St. Peter's, Missouri?
So we do have a website, coglcs.com. You can check us out on the website. And we also have a Facebook page. So out on social media has an opportunity to check out what we do and how we live as God's people in this place.
Our guest today, the Reverend Jeremy Gorlein, pastor of Child of God Lutheran Church and School in St. Peter's, Missouri, our KFUO Church of the Week. Pastor Gorlein, thank you so much for being our guest and for your partnership.
Thank you, Andy, and thank you, Sarah. God bless.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.